from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You ready? Where are you going here? You ready? ESPN sources, the Washington Wizards are finalizing a deal to send Chris Paul to the Golden State Warriors for a package that includes Jordan Poole.
That was about a year ago today, Goo, and we'll find out if Chris Paul's tenure ends with the Warriors today or not.
Have we ever in our 6-year marriage started to show with the victory lap? That constitutes a victory lap. Yeah. And I hated every second of it.
Yeah, remember that was that was probably my finest hour in 2023. If you're just joining us.
Off to a slow start in 24.
I thought Chris Paul made a lot of sense for the Warriors. I was denigrated on text lines. I was laughed at on YouTube chats.
And look at it now.
I was told that I didn't know what I was talking about. But you know what? Something about Mike Dunleavy and myself. Two great basketball minds. We'll see. You wonder what we have up our sleeve now, don't you, Gil? You
know, well, it's just fitting that we're waiting on not the LeBron decision, but the CP3 decision a year to the day you made that announcement.
Yeah, so today is the deadline, 2 p.m. Warriors have to decide whether or not they guarantee Chris Paul's contract for next year. They could guarantee it, they could waive him, or they could push the deadline back a few days into free agency.
Stoney, what's taking so long?
There's no...
We got till 2.
The deadline hasn't passed.
Well, but still, when you get it, when something's firm and you know,
well, they got 4 hours.
This could have came down 2 days ago.
No, if they're working on a trade, they're going to go all the way up to the 2 o'clock.
So that's what I'm getting at. So something's in the cooker.
I think stuff's been
in the crock pot.
Something's been in the crock pot for 3 or 4 days. I don't think it means that a move's definitely coming. But I think it's fair to say that Warriors are working on stuff. I just wonder how this
affects Clay.
What do you mean?
Like if
he's gone.
Wow, man.
Gone. You know what's funny?
Yeah, look at you got it down.
You know what's funny?
What?
Everybody out there's kind of okay with Clay leaving till you find out he could be going to Denver.
No, we're all rooting for him, Stoney. Yeah, we're all rooting for him.
You're rooting for him to get a ring next year?
No.
Well.
But he's still on the team, so yeah, I am.
Denver and Dallas sniffing around for Klay Thompson.
Spray Klay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, to borrow a guru line, if Klay Thompson ends up in Dallas, that'll be the easiest basketball of his career.
You love that. I'm serious. Sitting out there. Hey, Jokic, you got Jamal. You know where I'm at. Just kick it out, baby.
Oh, man. So 888-957-9570. More stuff's happened since yesterday. And again, we should get the Chris Paul news at some point, ideally, during the show. I think Bronny James getting drafted at 52 is
fascinating. I did a 180 on Bronny.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to Norm. And we got Keith Smith at 11. Don't forget, Stoney.
Keith Smith of Spotrac and The Front Office Show. Used to work with the Orlando Sentinel. Let me tell you a little bit about Keith Smith.
The Front Office Show. I like that.
Keith Smith is the brainchild behind, did you know this? He was the brainchild behind the Orlando bubble.
Wow. No way.
I'm dead serious. He wrote a story back then,
damn,
about how that Disney campus in Orlando would be perfect for the NBA to continue its season during COVID, and they did. Keith Smith, and he's also
how much he made off. You'll ask him. What? How much did the NBA kick you down for that idea? He had to get paid, compensated for that.
I don't know. That I don't know. Maybe it was like, the guy who created We Believe. Can't remember his name.
You always say it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
God, I liked him. What was his name? Anyway, the We Believe guy never wanted anything for it. He could have.
Yeah.
Keith Smith's also a salary cap expert, so we can absolutely positively get into some numbers regarding the Golden State Warriors.
And the Warriors got a 7-footer, Steiny. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So what?
Thank you.
Fitz.
Thank you, Fitz.
7-footer? I mean, we need size. And I know you're going to say Gooley might be in Santa Cruz or whatnot, but
he might not even be in Santa Cruz.
He's a post player.
That is great. And you thought he was a brother, Quentin.
Well, I just didn't know. I was getting mixed signals.
Oh, hey, no. Hey, what? I looked at the big boys. He's a big boy.
I'm listening to Dibley and Willard, and they're like, oh, the Warriors, they acquired Quentin Post.
Yeah.
Boston College. And I'm like, oh, okay. 7. Oh, okay. I'm starting to picture him in my mind. And then they say he's from the Netherlands.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, well, hold on a second.
You got a little cop to you.
And so I just, Dibley say, oh, he's a good pick and pop guy. He's got a little half hook.
Okay.
Can block some shots. And I texted him. I'm like, is he white or black?
That's great stuff.
Give me the pertinent stuff. He's white, by the way.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. We're going to have a fun day today. Here's another thing that just came. Oh.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
According to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, Golden State and Chris Paul intend to move the date back to guarantee $30 million on his upcoming year's contract at the start of free agency on Sunday. This gives the Warriors time to keep exploring trades.
Did they put a date on it?
Sunday.
So there is crunch time, Stoney.
Start of free agency.
Right.
Evan, that's good news. If I'm a Warrior fan and you're in the camp of you want them to make a move, they're in the lab, Stoney. So I like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we can obviously take from this is that the Warriors want to trade Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And use that $30 million to try to acquire a player.
Let's go.
And if they do that, obviously the odds of Klay Thompson staying are remote. Or more remote at that point, but there's no doubt about it that by extending this deadline, they are going to continue to work on something, probably involving Paul George, although there's going to be other teams involved. And now we have to wait tomorrow to see what Paul George is going to do.
Man.
Whether he's going to opt out or opt in. So it's a fluid situation. It is a fluid situation, Goo. Do you feel good about where the Warriors are at right now?
You know what? That's a great question, and I'm going to say yes. And the reason I'm going to say yes is if nothing culminates from all this noise, I can still go to Kirk Lakeup joining us yesterday from the team store. I can play the sound of Fitz, and there is room on the banana boat for you or anybody else that says, you know what? If we run it back, I'm including Wiggins and everybody else, if we run it back and Dre doesn't get suspended, let's watch that. And you know what? I won't be disappointed. But if you can bring in a big boy
a la Paul George, PG-13 or whatnot, Stani, I'm ready to go. But I got to ask you a question. Do you think it's just Paul George or bust? I'm hoping maybe there might, you know, Jimmy Butler. We're not hearing anything, but we know what goes on behind closed doors. Do you think it's all just specifically now PG-13 or we're running it back?
No, I think it's, I think he's right now their focus.
Okay.
But I don't necessarily think if they don't get Paul George, they're out of options. It sounds like Butler's not going anywhere, so maybe he'll be off the board.
But that's shocking.
There's players. I mean, there's players that are able to be moved, I would think.
KCP, would you like him here? I would. In a Warrior uniform? What did you do with your head just a second ago?
Well, I mean, he's a free agent. So free agents are going to be hard for the Warriors to sign.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
It's going to have to be probably a trade. But what do you think about this? Nahegan was
with talking, that fresh white belt,
talking to us this morning, and we were saying, yeah, Chris Paul, you know, he might, you know, decision time today. And if you've just joined us, the Warriors are going to extend that deadline, and Chris Paul's agreed to it.
It's
so
a wrap.
We won't get any finalization on that. But Chris Paul was here a year. He's been here a year so far.
Yeah.
How do you think it's going? How do you think it's going? Because here's what I think. He's now played a year, and I just think they're going to have to guarantee that contract, because if they don't guarantee it, no matter what, whenever they do that, they lose a potential piece that they could use in a deal. And I think
I'm with you.
They'd rather keep that option open for a little while, and if they don't like what they have, maybe they'll like something 2 months from now or at the trade deadline. But I don't...
It didn't work. Yeah. How about that? His acquisition didn't work. They didn't make the playoffs. And I'm not saying it was fault, but he didn't come here not to make the playoffs, Donnie. So I feel confident in saying we all can agree. And he put his best foot forward. The only thing that from last year, when you talk about Chris Paul and any, not acrimony or any drama, was and it was fun. You coaching? Outside of that, he was the steward that he is and a great teammate. But Stani, at the end of the day, from a basketball standpoint, it did not work. And I got to tell you this. This is no shade at CP3. Are you telling me there's a chance? Let's say they can't make anything. He's back on the team? That, to me, would stunt Pod's growth. Now, again, we got to find out what would happen with Clay. But, Stani, I just don't think he's a fit moving forward. And he may not want to be here.
He might not want to be here. I think you're being too harsh. I wouldn't say it didn't work.
Because for everybody, it didn't work.
Well, fine. But like Chris Paul did everything you wanted him to do.
Yeah, I didn't say he was bad. No.
I mean, if you want to make a list of guys to blame, Chris Paul wasn't the reason they didn't make the playoffs.
I'll echo those sentiments. So, I'm with you.
You know, Chris Paul, does he make sense for another year with the Golden State Warriors? I don't know. But
oh my God.
He's under contract. What?
We're matching.
What do you mean?
Two black shirts. Look at YouTube.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've ever matched.
My hair's sticking up.
Well, you got a fresh cut.
Well, it's funny because, you know, yesterday I went into I still maintain it. I don't believe I'm hypocritical, but you showed me that shirt yesterday I said, yeah, you know me. I'm not a big black T-shirt guy. Well, I'm not a black T-shirt guy with printing on it or with a logo. But what I have on now, I consider a dress shirt.
And I hate to break your heart, but
what?
That's a black T-shirt. Where I come
this
from.
This is a dress shirt. It's got a pocket on the top.
Shirt without a collar to me. T-shirt. It's a nice shirt, Stani.
No, Goo.
Oh, boy. Look at it.
It has short sleeves and a long bottom.
But it's got a pocket.
Which looks like a T.
Wear that in Greece, Donnie. Shout out Travolta.
You don't understand.
Olivia Newton-John.
The pocket makes it a dress shirt. Do you see what I'm saying?
If you think so.
You don't believe that. You're too smart, man. You couldn't wear that to church. You could.
What, are you crazy?
You couldn't. Stop.
If I put a jacket over this, I'll walk down the street right now and have people saying, hey, look at that guy.
If you think I'm not going to steal your joy on this non-payday Friday, but go ahead.
Sew a button on it and we'll talk.
Thank you, Evan. My man really feels like he has a dress shirt on.
That's a nice dress shirt.
No, hey.
Seriously, this is kind of shirt that you put a jacket over and you look fresh, yeah. As the kids say.
Shout out to the t-shirts.
You guys have no sense of style.
But we're matching.
Fozzie says on the YouTube check, Steiny, don't get us mad so early. What did I say already? That just this is a dress shirt?
No, I'm
that
thinking of doubling back to Paul.
But what about him?
Like you're right. There was I wanted to see more of Chris Paul. I hate it. Here I go bring up Willard. He and I were in the same camp. We didn't want to see Chris Paul brought in. He was brought in, Steiny. And I thought he did well for himself. And I know he's looking at himself in the mirror, talking to his wife or kids, like, or even best friends, saying, you know what? The end is coming in a couple years. I need to be playing meaningful basketball. So I don't know if he thinks the Warriors can do that, but I am glad. That is good news, that extension. And Mike Dunleavy, Joe and Kirk and all the powers to be are in the lab. I just wonder who that, you know, if it's not PG-13, who else could it be? That concerns me.
Well, it could be DeAndre Ayton.
Well,
it could be Jeremy Grant.
I wouldn't be mad at any of those names.
It could be... Who else is out there that you want?
Well, like you said, it's got to be a trade.
DeJounte Murray?
I'm warming up to that. Like, what don't you like about him?
I think he's overrated. I think he's a player who... 3-4 years ago when he was with San Antonio, everyone's like, this guy. And I thought he was pretty good, but...
I'll tell you what.
I think he's overrated defensively.
Let's play some Steiny.
I'm not saying he's lousy. I realize that he's okay.
Let's play some Steiny and Guru trivia.
I can't wait.
Evan, I love you. So, would you say your partner was high on Jordan Poole before the punch?
Oh, yeah.
And do you think the league took notice of Jordan Poole and his skill set and his ability to be able to score and get to the free throw line?
That's what other teams' executive jobs are. So I would say
Murray is too high in Atlanta to be the one or the 1A. You bring a guy like him that Curry could throw the ball to, clear out. If just my scenario, clear out. Let me cook. I could put the ball in the hole or get fouled. That's how I'm envisioning this new player for the Warriors, and Murray can definitely do that better than Poole, or if not the same. Well, right now, anybody, you know, he ain't falling to the ground, but I would welcome Murray because you don't got to be the Steph. We already have that.
Well, he didn't have to be the Steph in Atlanta.
He did.
They have Trae Young.
Well, 1A, and I love Trae Young.
But I'm saying Trae Young is a ball all the time. Mm. I don't know. I'm not a big Murray guy.
Yeah.
What if he played for any other team?
Oh.
Like, how much of this is because...
Look at the smile Steiny gives him.
He plays for the Hawks.
Well, you got to understand something. That I know the Hawks players inside and out. I don't like him. Who else do the Hawks have? I'm going to just prove to you that I don't hate every Hawk.
Capella.
Hey, that's a guy who could end up with a Warriors.
And I wouldn't be mad at all.
I'm dead serious.
I wouldn't be mad at all.
I think he stinks, but go ahead. I don't like Capella. Who else do they have on their team? Trae Young, he's awful.
What's my, Bogey. Hurt his knee.
I actually like him.
I do like him too. Yeah, he's hurt.
You're right. I don't like Sadiq Bey.
Okongwu?
I
like Okongwu.
How can you not? That's what we need.
I'll tell you who I can't stand. DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah. You know who he's like?
He's like a guy. He's like Wiggins.
No, he's like he's like the guy the Warriors that was on Atlanta and the Lakers got him. And then he came and got hurt. Not Vanderbilt. Who's the other one? And everybody giving up on him.
He was a Warrior?
No, he was a Hawk. And at one point, he had a wing, just long and athletic. He could do it all. They just picked him up and he got hurt. He couldn't even make the playoffs. And he was in Atlanta.
Josh Smith?
No, give it. But he feels like him. Come on, Evan. Give me the guy. About 6'11", 6'10".
He played for whom?
Atlanta Hawks. And then the Lakers picked him up after he kind of just fell
off.
What's my guy's name? He's on the
Spadone
Lakers.
Spadone doesn't know. There's a good chance he didn't play for the Lakers.
Spadone has a saying for him. We call him not for his friend. Let me just bring
him. Is Spadone listening?
No, he's not. He's talking. But I'll bring it up, Steiny. But that's who your guy is right now.
Where's the text line?
No, I don't need him.
Oh, Cam Reddish?
Yeah, that's exactly. But that's who he is, right? That's about what your boy is now.
You said like long.
Cam is long?
He's a guard.
Well,
I thought he was trying to wing. I thought you said at 1.6'11".
No, I did.
Did you say 6'11"?
Wingspan.
Yeah, I did. But he's long.
I was trying to think. I didn't know you were talking about Cam because you said mid-season. They got him in the July last year.
Yeah,
my bad. That one kind of threw me off. But yeah, Scam Reddish.
Yeah, Scam Reddish. I said fraud, but scam, same thing.
By the way, Phil Mo Mike a couple days ago.
Okay.
When he called in. And he basically said, Curry doesn't have, I wouldn't be listening to Curry.
You and him are the only ones.
Well, I'm telling you, I think he's a fit. He's not going to change. He's not a franchise changer. But I'll tell you what, you want me to start to become more of a Warrior fan? Go get Lonnie Walker.
The third?
The fourth. For goodness sakes, you don't want his dad. His dad's 63 years old.
What? I can't even remember what team he went to, Stani.
Yeah, me neither. I think he's in that.
Okay,
he
was in that. Yeah, you're right.
In that. No, yeah. But he...
Cam, people say that Cam and your boy DeAndre were the same player.
They were both... Yeah, Reddish is even worse.
Yeah.
I think. Yes, the Chris Paul deadline, ladies and gentlemen, has been pushed back to Sunday. Sunday. So we're not going to get a decision on Chris Paul, but Warrior fans... safe to assume that the reason this deadline is being pushed back is so the Warriors can continue to make some calls, to work on some deals. Most likely one of them is the Paul George situation. And just to bring you up to date, if the Golden State Warriors end up guaranteeing Chris Paul's $30 million, it would likely be, to move him in a deal for a player coming back.
That's exciting in itself.
Right. That would also likely signal the end of Klay Thompson's era in Golden State.
Damn.
Because the Warriors then would be taking back salary for years. Well, not multiple. Yeah. It didn't have to be multiple years, but they'll have to take back salary for the upcoming season. And then that puts him in a bind with Klay Thompson and whether they could pay him.
Let me throw a name at you, Steiny. 925 Guru Steiny. We need Isaiah Hartenstein from New York. He can't come via trade, right?
What about Post?
Well,
what?
How many second rounders come in?
We're talking about second rounders.
That's why I changed on Bronny. That's why when I tell you about Bronny, how I slept on it. I feel a little different, but man, he would be perfect to go along. But TJD is your Hartenstein.
We do have a further update from Anthony Slater concerning Chris Paul. Quote, it's notable that the Warriors and CP3 only pushed his guaranteed deadline back to Sunday, not into July. Ooh. The Warriors now have a small window this weekend to figure out possible trade paths, but Paul needs clear view on his future prior to free agency.
You two are my guys. It was more Evan.
Are you crazy?
In the green room where he was like,
I thought Evan said give the man his props.
What?
And the man is Matt Steinmetz.
But you already got yours for...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.